no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Welcome to episode 63 of the It's a No-Brainer podcast.
Wow, we jumped up a lot.
Yeah, well,
where was I for like
40 we time episodes? Traveled.
Yeah, it happens.
I didn't time travel.
Josh got a DeLorean. Don't you remember that? Yeah. It was in the last episode.
Yeah. Episode 60.
Did you date rape me again?
I never tell.
I feel uncomfortable right now.
Raise the roofies!
I was just going to say, roofies speak no evil?
Yeah, whatever episode number we actually are on, this is the It's a No-Brainer podcast. It's the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities, no matter how many people are in the room.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I just needed a place to look. Fine, I'll look at this.
That's okay.
I'll look at this container of Clorox wipes as
you
I'm
can
saying
look at me if you
that
want.
My name is Josh, and I'm looking at a container of Clorox wipes. And to my right, what are you looking at, Jeff? You're looking at the inside of your eyelids?
My name's Jeff, and I'm contemplating my date rape days.
Oh. Over there is Zach.
And I'm giving myself a mammogram.
Oh.
Well, staring at Josh.
Oh. I'm going to stare back at this container of Clorox wipes while I introduce...
No matter how hard you stare at them, they're never going to make you feel clean. They can't cleanse this moment out of your memory.
I will try. But anyway, I was going to introduce our special guest today. His name is Greg. Say hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Woo, it's Greg.
You kind of sound just like me. It's like you're my brother or something.
I just
don't tell people that.
Ago.
I'm adopted.
Adopted.
He just perfected his impression of me, just to kind of keep with the illusion. Mm-hmm.
It's really just Josh talking,
yeah.
Guys.
You're so good at throwing your voice.
Yeah, well, I've been practicing.
It's fun watching him run around the mic.
Now I am over here.
And now I'm over here.
All right, you're a keeper. Also as a keeper is our robotic co-host, Rita.
Speaking of special.
Yeah, speaking of special.
And now I am over here.
Good times.
Starting out today's episode.
Oh, why are you sad?
I don't know. starting out today's episode.
That's what that sounded like.
Yeah,
sorry.
Pretty much. We'll be going through our headlines as normal. We each have a headline for the rest of the room to read about and summarize without even reading the article. Such as... this one, right here. Target apologizes for manatee dress. And this one, I'll actually give you a little bit more clarifying.
Oh,
here.
Thank you.
Target apologized after a plus-size dress was labeled manatee gray, while the same dress in a regular size was dark heather gray.
So it was
Target...
there wasn't even a mistake
getting
there.
Getting themselves in trouble.
Somebody was having way too much fun at a factory.
Someone's last day on the job.
Probably.
In Indonesia.
Well, I'm getting fired today anyway. Might as well just make it manatee gray.
Well, I mean, maybe what they were doing... I mean, because they had... maybe they had different models trying on the dresses.
And so they thought one looked like a manatee? How are you going to rationalize this?
No, okay.
They hired a manatee, duh.
Hear me out.
Okay.
The dresses aren't made out of their skin.
Yeah. No, okay, because like...
they could be.
50% manatee skin. You look at the list of...
tumble dry on low heat.
25% polyester.
Do not bleach.
25% silk.
You thought these were like weird crease marks with the dye, but they're actually just boat propeller scars. They're just prop
it's
marks.
Organic.
But anyway, okay. Maybe they had the different models try on the dresses, and like, because I guess naturally a larger woman's going to stretch out the fabric a little bit more. So there was a little bit more of like... air or skin or whatever, like undershirt she was wearing, mm-hmm. showing through, so it looked like it was a lighter gray than the original was.
Okay.
So maybe they're like, you know, we've got this palette of 50 shades of gray, and we're just gonna see, oh, that's probably manatee right there. That's way lighter than dark heather gray.
I like that that's made of real manatee skin better. I think that's a better explanation.
That's probably.
Because manatees are a renewable resource, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got tons of manatees.
Nature speed bump.
But this is Target. I know Target shoppers are more like, oh, I go to the store because they don't do stuff like that.
Well, maybe they're turning over a new leaf.
I don't know.
Maybe they hate
manatees. Taking a dump on it.
All right, well, that's that one. I think Jeff has one for me.
Oops, upside down.
Good job.
Happens every time.
I'm new to this reading thing. I just got done with Hooked on Phonics. It worked really well.
It's only episode 83, Jeff.
Wait. Damn it. This time thing is an issue today. But, did you know, this is probably old news now. Lockup recommended for a man who sneaks into jails. Or sneaked into jail. He snuck into jail. And they want to lock him up now.
I think I saw that on Fox. At like 8 p.m. on Sundays for a couple years. It was called Prison Break. Wasn't that the entire plot of that show? Was that a guy broke into prison to break someone else out of prison?
I never watched the show.
I never watched it either.
I figured that.
I think I caught it on accident a couple times.
If I was just summarizing the show, TV show by reading its title, I would imagine that was a guy who was in prison who's trying to break out. But I guess maybe there was the other subplot of.
No,
yeah, I'm going to break in to break out.
I'm pretty sure this is very limited knowledge. So I could be very wrong. But I think the first season's plot of that show was the main character was breaking into prison to, like, break his brother or someone out of prison.
Okay.
Which seems like a very lengthy process to go through to get out of prison. Because if he had the ability to break out of prison, then I don't know, why couldn't he have shared his knowledge with his brother and just let him do it in the first place?
It really just sounds like a bad movie at this point.
Well, that's why it got canceled. And was also on Fox.
So I imagine, because you said it lasted a couple seasons.
Yeah, I don't know where they went after that.
You would think that the natural TV storyline would say by the end of that first season they would have broken him out. So what would they have done for successive seasons?
Of season two.
Did Uncle Ernie find himself in prison? It's like, hey, I'm going to sneak in and break out Uncle Ernie.
They broke out of prison, but while breaking out, they broke into the prison next door.
Oh!
I think by, like, season three, like, the writers were probably just doing a lot of, like, narcotics. And so they thought, like, they were like, nah, but wait, man. Once they get out of prison again, it's like they're still in prison because the world's a prison. Right? Because we're just all, like, prisoners of gravity in the world.
So they flew to the sun.
No, they just climbed in the cannons afterwards and tried to escape the prison of Earth. Technically, they did.
All right, Zach, would you like to read the next article, please?
A fireman claims he was sexually harassed with pasta.
Oh, how does that even work?
I want to know what gauge of pasta this was. There are many different kinds of pasta.
Was it linguine?
Well, it's not so much the noodle. It's like how it was prepared. Is it like just a box of spaghetti, or is it like cooked spaghetti, or is it like...
So how are you sexually... Wow. Whoa. How are you sexually harassed with pasta? Do you think that they like cook the pasta and then like touch you in very sensual ways with it? Or they just like dump a box of pasta on your junk or something?
Could have just been uncooked pasta.
It could have been. Yeah. Maybe someone walked up and opened a box of pasta while he was like, I don't know,
asleep?
Showering or sleeping and just stuck it on his junk and was like, ah!
So you think like he was showering and like they just like a bunch of spaghetti noodles in their hand and like sword fight and just started whacking his dick with it?
Wet noodle fight!
Hey, you know what would totally fit in this manicotti noodle?
Well, I have a wet noodle, and you have a wet noodle. So...
Want to make pasta?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I got the breadstick!
Oh.
I quit. He makes terrible jokes, and I can't.
Well, now that we've got the batter.
Last name.
Josh, I'm sorry, but you're off the show.
Goodbye, Josh number one.
We're still using your apartment.
Alright, fine.
You can just go stand out on the porch.
Alright.
Until we're done.
As long as I can still listen.
No.
No? Okay.
You gotta plug your ears.
Okay.
It's inappropriate for you.
Alright, Josh number two.
Is this the part where I read mine?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Unless we want to make more terrible pasta puns about genitalia.
No, please, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, so my title is A Cat Who Loves High School to be Honored with Art Show.
I don't know how that works at all.
Hey, well, cats can like school too.
They can play football.
I mean, there's certain kids who pride themselves in going to school every day. Why can't cats go to school?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all for equal rights.
Why can't he be the star of the play? Yeah.
Do you think that maybe when they...
Well, first you let cats go to school, and then you let cats marry, and then you're going to let dogs marry.
And then you elect the first cat president.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Guys, I think maybe they were just speaking jive. They were just like, oh, this cat loves high school. We gotta honor this cat.
Let's draw pictures of him.
I just don't speak jive. I'm sorry.
You jive turkey.
Have you ever watched Airplane?
I have.
That's how I learned jive. I just like those kids from India who come to the United States and they claim that they've learned English by watching Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
He did it by watching Airplane.
Yep.
Is that a Zucker Brothers joint?
Yes.
I'm still trying to think.
It's my secondary language, so I don't.
I don't know why, but my brain keeps trying to think of pasta puns.
Oh, okay. We'll let you mull on that for a while.
Oh, great.
And yeah. I'm just picturing a cat in Letterman's jacket, just picking all the chicks up in school.
The f***ing the coolest cat.
Meow.
Meow, meow.
He's got like sunglasses on and a Letterman jacket, and his little between his ears, his hair is just kind of ruffled up, and he's just like.
And he drives up to school in a Mustang.
Greaser cat.
Just drives up, sees him, and says, meow. And then just drives off. And that's the cat that loved high school.
I bet you that cat gets all the pussy.
Ah, nice.
You couldn't resist, all right, could you?
I'm leaving again. Bye.
Bye.
So, sports are
cool.
You
got any cat jokes?
No.
No.
Josh, come back!
Alright, what?
We need cat jokes.
Cat jokes?
We found your purpose.
Alright, what kind of cat joke are you looking for? Are we looking still in the high school environment, or a pasta environment, or...
I guess that one was al dente.
Wow!
Kind of stretching it there.
So, did you hear about the cat prison for a really bad cat? It was called Meowcatraz.
That was too forced. It's okay. We'll give you another chance. Go. Cat joke.
It's okay. You can always just stand there and look pretty.
I'll think of a cat joke.
All right.
Okay. So that's out of the question, clearly.
He
considered it, and then he was like, you know what, I'll just think of a cat joke.
We'll take a little bit of a break here.
Alright, we'll give you time.
While I think of a cat joke, I'm going to remind you that there's more stupid stuff after this short break.
So I'm just going to start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats.
Is there a specific syntax to this that we need to know? Because
yes,
this work of art.
I will inform you of what's going on here. Damn, as soon as I think of a cat joke.
Okay. I'm going to be here a while, guys.
I'm going to do cat pasta.
As long as it's not creepy cat pasta.
Man, I know what you said, and yet in my head, I heard queefy cat pasta. and I just got, like, super confused and distraught, and I don't know how to react.
Just picture cat queefing and pasta?
Yeah. Queefy cat pasta's no fun. That is...
Well, you've obviously never tried it.
Or else you would be singing a different tune, let me tell you.
Did my cat just queef in my pasta?
Okay, alright. Can we be real for a second? If a cat queefed into pasta, the pussy fart jokes...
Alright.
Do you think there would be like a spray of sauce? There'd just be like a.
You just have to believe it's there.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Alright, let's try this.
That's season 4 of Game of Thrones.
Alright. What is a cat's favorite pasta dish?
What?
Macaroni and cheese.
Judges?
I'll give it a pass.
A pass? Pass out of 10.
I'll give it one ha.
One ha out of, what's the scale? Or is it ha on a scale?
Not enough for you.
Well, from one to lol, it's a ha.
I'll give it 4 snuggies out of 15 zebras.
Mmm. Okay. So does that mean I have to think of another cat joke?
I think it means you need to retire from the cat joke community.
Okay.
If all you can get is 4 snuggies out of 15 zebras.
Yeah.
Well, remember, snuggies are negative points.
Oh,
all right.
All right. Since we're on the topic of me being a depressive input to society, I'm going to share with you something that I wrote as a wee lad.
Wait, you wrote this?
It is called Rosalind's Dairy.
So and you wrote this.
This is a way that we found.
You're Rosalind?
No, dun, dun, dun. I was writing as Rosalind.
Oh. So
it was like, if yeah.
It was your Mark Twain.
Yeah. This was like fictionalized. If can't think of an example, and then Anne Frank who wrote a diary.
It was your pseudonym.
Did you know she was the hide and seek champion for a while?
Yeah, world champion.
But man, once she lost hard.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on the sequel to that book.
Alright, but anyway, this is Rosalind's Diary. Or, I'm sorry, Rosalind's Dairy. That's important to know.
It is.
Yeah.
But this is going to go in the folder marked, we wrote when we were younger.
So what age were you when you constructed this monstrosity of literature?
I was probably...
22?
22, no. I would say like 7th or 8th grade probably. Because when we were still at our old house,
okay.
We had our computer room upstairs.
So you were like 12 or 13?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was at least a decade ago.
Alright.
Don't try to distance yourself from it. It's still you.
Yeah, that's true. You still did this.
That's true.
You did this to yourself.
So yeah, this is the adult me reading stuff I wrote as a kid. Again, Rosalind's Dairy. My dairy, December 1st. My name is Rosalind. I am a little old lady. I am 163 years old. My boobs sag down to my knees. Every time I run on the beach with my dead husband, my boobs get bloody from hitting my knees so many damn times.
What is wrong with you?
All I ate during my lifetime, so far, was Wheaties and frozen Jell-O. If you look at my boobs, they look like wrinkly gray Jell-O jigglers.
Have you ever shown this to a psychologist?
My IQ test came back negative and my blood test came back with 34 points. Damn, I studied long and hard for those tests. I have 368 children, all of which are aliens. I have another 25 on the way. Where they came from, I don't know. I would guess Mars, but that's the only place I know aliens live.
Oh. You were so certain that it's the only place for aliens.
I am finished now. I go bye-bye. Oh, crap. I have to take one. Now I must waddle all the way over to my toilet seat to go. Oh, wait. I am wearing adult diapers. They are called Oops, I Crapped My Pants. I made that up. They're actually Huggy size 268.
I just want to explain this to any of the listeners. The Ellipses called up Josh and were like, hey, hey, we are the only form of punctuation. You will obey us. Whenever you see a period, there are two more that follow.
There's legitimately, wherever there's supposed to be a period, it is an ellipses.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. I think I was writing this in the voice of, a feeble old woman who just trails off whenever she says anything, and then maybe that's where that came from.
Or you didn't know that punctuation was a thing.
I suppose. That's
you were just like,
too.
Ah, dot dot dot's cool.
See, you mean all those YouTube comments might be actually written by kids?
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
Well,
spoiler alert.
Not spam. All right. Whenever I sit on the toilet, I sing songs such as Mary Had to Take a Crap and Oops, I Dootied Again, sung by Titney Spears. She's my hero because her boobs sag too.
Man, you sure like boobs when you were a kid.
I don't know.
Well, he was like a 13-year-old boy, so...
I suppose prime
But
time.
He was really oddly into saggy boobs, which I think is
and
a whole
pooping.
Other host of issues.
And pooping. Well, I go sit on the toilet to take crap now. Oh, poo. One of my sagging boobs fell in the toilet. Goodbye, dairy. I think I spelled that wrong. Oh, well. Shut up and leave me alone.
At least you were self-aware.
I'm gonna sing now. Oops. I dootied again. Oh crap, my boob fell off. Again. I thought the plastic surgery would have paid off. Oh wait, I think that was the board game Operation. That game is fun. The only part I hate is when the tong thingies make the man buzz. That scares the crap out of me. Literally. Speaking of which, I have to take another one now.
What is wrong with you?
I thought it was great.
There are a lot of things that I could point to that are disturbing. And
like how Rosalind sounds like Microsoft Sam?
There are a lot of things that are wrong with this.
I'm going to take a crack now.
But I just want to point out one positive thing, because I don't want to bring Josh down. I want him to know that we care about him.
You can bring me down?
No. No. I want to focus on the positives, which is that you masterfully ended this abomination. Your ending skills were fantastic. The whole everything else was awful and terrifying. But at least you were able to just kind of trail it and end it.
You're just glad it's over, right?
Very simply. Yeah, I was trying to frame it as a good thing.
Oh, okay.
What? What'd you say for that?
Nothing, Josh.
Nothing.
Okay. I feel like I'm segregated. All you guys are in the couch and I'm over here on this chair. Like, I'm not a part of the family or something.
It's because Josh number two took your place.
Oh.
He's the family now.
Okay.
Oops, I dootied again.
I played a big fuck.
I was just gonna say,
I messed up my jeans.
Oh, man, you have put some thought into this.
Did you actually write out a longer version of that?
That was pretty much ad lib right there.
I don't even believe it. No. Maybe when you were 13, that was an ad lib that you came up
That's
with.
That's a good possibility, too, though.
I'd believe it.
We were a stupid kid.
Speak for yourself.
I don't know, they kind of mastered the poop joke.
That's true.
I was just fat. No one likes me.
Can you sing me a couple of lines of Mary Had to Take a Crap?
Let me finish my Capri Sun first.
Oh, and he's really actually drinking a Capri Sun.
I'm swinging my feet playfully. Like, good, too. All right. What was it? Mary Had to Take a Crap?
Yeah.
Mary had to take a crap, take a crap, take a crap. Mary had to take a crap because...
All the live long day. You could have just kept it the way. You could have just kept it the way it was.
That's how I've been working on the railroad.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. Same thing. I've been working on the railroad. I have a pet lamb. Same
Close
thing.
Close enough.
I was kind of just expecting you to like just to bust out into the ABC song after that.
ABC.
I don't know why.
One, two.
P. So I don't even know how to move forward from this.
I wonder what happened to Rosalind.
World may never know.
I think more than that, I wonder what happened to 12-year-old Josh. I wonder what happened to him that made him make this.
I was bored.
Create this.
It was summer break. I was bored.
Did you ever show your parents this?
What kids did back in the day. Yeah. It was either this or you just poked the ground with a stick.
You want to know what I did on summer break when I was bored? I played like Super Nintendo or something. I don't know. I went out and blew shit up with firecrackers around town while I was riding my bike.
You put a baseball card in your spokes with a clothespin and went that.
No, I didn't do that, actually. I think I did that once. Has anyone noticed that Razor scooters are, like, totally back in?
Oh, yeah.
And I just see, like, roving gangs of, like, kids on Razor scooters around town.
Just a bunch of hooligans?
I'm not kidding you. I see, like, packs of, like, six or more kids on scooters.
You don't pick the Razor life. The Razor life picks you.
When you have to shred that concrete gnar, it has to be on a Razor scooter. It's got all the right spelling.
Well, that's one good thing.
Well, now that we've petered out into a weird thing, I don't even know what's happening, we should remind people to, like, do stuff.
Yeah, you could do stuff.
Yeah, you should do stuff on that place.
Like, if you're not going to be riding around into Razor scooters, you can go to that place called Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook.com.
Just log on.
Just go to Facebook.com. It'll be the first thing that pops up.
Yep.
And you'll know what to do.
Yeah. But while you're there, you should also type in the search bar, it's a no-brainer. Or better yet, if you feel like you want to save a couple steps, go to Facebook.com/no-brainer show.
That is a good idea.
That'll get you right where you need to be.
That is a great idea.
But, I mean, however you want to approach it. I mean, if you want to take the scenic route, go right ahead.
You can Google us if you want.
Google us.
If you're into the twits, the...
If you want
the tweeties?
No.
Show us your twits.
If you're a big old twat, you can go to
Twitter.
Wait a minute, that's not it.
You can go to twitter.com/nobrainershow.
Yes.
Now, since I made that slip there, is past tense of tweet tweeted or is it twatted? I twat last
a twit?
Night. Twit. I'm curious.
I think
we need to write a letter.
I think
letter
this
to
is.
Twitter.
I think this has legitimately been like the argument and the conversation that everyone over the age of 35 has been having for the last 2 years.
What is that?
Yeah, I think I've actually seen this conversation happen live on television like 5 times.
Yeah.
On the Today Show, on a number of things.
I twat last night.
What last night?
I twat on the Twitter.
Wow.
No, I think a twat would be a person who tweets.
A twat is a person who uses the hashtag swag or YOLO.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
What?
That's
a
also
twat.
A twat.
Anyway, if you want to be a twat on Twitter, twitter.com, you already said it.
Got an email?
We do have an email.
An email Gmail.
An email Gmail.
NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
That's the one.
Because
if you feel like calling us or texting us, what's the phone number, Josh number two, if you're going to take my place?
Oh, I'm not taking your place.
Oh.
You can have it.
Oh, okay. But it's... 864-96-BRAIN.
You do know his voice is lower than yours, right?
Yeah. I'm losing my ventriloquy skills. 864-962-7246. And while we've refreshed you of all the things that you need to know, we will teach you one more thing. There will be more stupid stuff after this short break.
All right, lead us in. Fearless leader.
All right, we are to our final act, and that means we get to play a little game to determine who in this room is the least stupidest person in the room.
Yay!
Yay!
Sandwich!
Sandwich!
I like games.
You like games. Jeff is cheering.
Hey! Hey!
Alright.
They're dead.
They're dead.
I was just honoring them. We forgot to feed Zach's audience.
Yeah.
In case anyone...
Twice.
You killed my fans!
Twice. Specifically.
Alright.
Eh, whatever.
Rita, what is the game this week?
The joke's on you.
I will be reading our lovely participants 7 jokes from the book Dumb Jokes for Smart Kids.
Thanks for calling me lovely.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, you're just a sweet guy.
What a ham.
We can eat. You taste like ham.
Ham! Ham! All right, let's do this.
All right. It is up to them to determine the punchline, as mentioned in the book. If they can do that, they will earn 2 points. But if they can also buzz in and give me a funny answer that's not listed on the card, as deemed by me, they will win 1 point for a bonus. Person with the most points after the 7 jokes are completed wins the game. As a matter of sorting out who has buzzed in first, we're going to have certain buzzer sound effects for you. So we'll start with Jeff. What is your sound effect? Oh, it's our cat from Act 1.
Yeah.
The cat I couldn't find a joke for. okay. Greg, you can go next. What's your buzzer sound this week?
It's the World Cup!
Yeah, we haven't heard that in a couple of years.
Ah, it's the sound of hatred.
Peer. All unadulterated right. Hate.
And Zach, what is your sound? Oh, okay. That's the Yodely guy. From Price is Right, okay.
Nice. Just remember to spay and neuter your pets.
Yep. And if you ever happen to land yourself in contestants' row, it's okay to bid $1 more than a person behind
it's
you.
It's truth.
That's strategy. It's not being an ass.
I mean, it is. It can be both.
It can break the boundaries. Yeah. Yeah. But
they're gonna want to cut you, but hey, you win.
Yeah.
Just don't be.
But
and they come in with this lovely knife, sir, from Cutco. And if that's not enough, how about running over their dead man's body with a new car?
I was just going to say, you can give them the finger when you're driving off in your new car!
Alright, anyway, are you ready for your first question?
Remember,
buzz in when you think you have an answer. Even if it's not right, it might be funny enough to get a point.
Alright.
Okay, so, yep.
You're expecting one of us to buzz in right away, weren't you?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm looking down at the machine. Alright, here we go. What happened to the cat who ate a ball of wool? Zach!
He was all spun up!
just for that face, I'm gonna say no. Anybody else? Jeff!
He died.
Possibly. Not funny enough, no. Anybody else want to take a stab? Greg.
He did or did not die.
No, that is also incorrect. I was looking for... Oh, Zach.
He was a catastrophe.
All right, 1 point for that. All right, the correct answer being she had mittens.
Oh, like kittens!
What happened to the cat who ate a ball of wool? She had mittens.
Instead of kittens. I like the kittens with the mittens and the pie, and the kittens need to wash their...
Yes, Zach?
He went catatonic!
No. That's too much. Oh, Jeff?
She had mittens.
Very good, we've already said that. Alright, let's move on to a different question, okay? Why couldn't the sailors play cards? Jeff.
He was dead.
No, not this time either. Greg.
Because they were all washed up.
Ah, okay, I'll give that a point to you.
That was clever.
That was good.
I don't remember what it was, so I'm just going to say this.
Oh, yes?
They got their sea legs. I don't know what it was. I just remember the sailors.
No. That is not at all right.
What was it again?
Why couldn't the sailors play cards? Yes, now you're...
Because they're seamen.
Because they're seamen? I suppose that's true.
As in semen in my balls.
I get that too, yeah. But no. Alright, Zach.
They were a bunch of queens! Get it?
What?
Because people Navy.
Okay, I think I get you there.
I'm hilarious.
All right. But we're going to say no.
He was going to ring in.
Oh, yeah.
They were wearing mittens.
I want to give you another point, but no. The answer we're looking for, because the captain was standing on deck.
Oh, he's standing on the deck. Okay.
Yeah, you see
that one took me a little bit to
dumb
think
jokes
about.
For smart kids. All right. Here's another one.
Oh, they're clever puns.
Yeah.
Quick aside.
Yep.
I have something to bring to you that I think you're going to really enjoy. I have a deck of cards that are 50
Shades of Grey.
Ultimate put downs or something. And they're all really awful and terrible like this.
Cool.
I'll bring that to you
sometime. Bring them next time. All right. How about we try this one?
All right.
Why did the thermometer go to college? Jeff.
To get a degree.
Damn it! I knew it too, and I clicked it just a second too late.
2 points for you.
I was really tempted to say it the way it was dead.
I can get 2 points
that
here.
That would have made the least sense out of all three of those jokes there. So, all right. Question four. How did the detective find Quasimodo? Greg.
He had a hunch.
That's right.
I was trying to think, like, who the hell is Quasimodo? I know that name.
That's correct. Well, two in a row for you. Oh, Zach.
Because he rung him up.
Because he's a bell ringer.
All right. I'll give you one belated point for that. That's good. Oh, Jeff.
Because he was dead.
Because he was dead. No, that was too vague an answer. If you had it specified. Oh.
Backstreet Boys.
No. Alright. That was question four. Let me cross out what one they did here. And question five. What do you call a man in a pile of leaves? Jeff.
Russell.
Russell is correct.
Well, this
sucks. You guys are running away with this now. Oh, Greg.
A hobo.
No, incorrect. Jeff.
Dead.
I was literally about to do
it. It works for every single one, doesn't it?
Hang on, I got this.
All right.
Double homicide.
Oh, okay. Who else was there?
That's for you to find out.
The man who's laying in the ditch called Phil.
Oh, okay. All right. Why are you dancing with that jar of jelly? Zach.
Because you were jamming.
Ooh, I like that. I'll give you a point for that. Anybody else?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Why are you dancing with that jar of jelly? Zach.
Because you're a big fruit.
Sure, why not? One more point for that one. Anybody else want to come?
Because you're so fruity.
Jeff.
Because you're dead.
It wasn't the answer the first
time. I'm going away now. All right. No, that is incorrect. Oh, Greg.
Because they're in love.
That's so bad, it's funny.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit apple and I need to get a boysenberry. Turn around.
Turn around? You mean turn over?
Then I went and spread it on a piece of bread.
Because I need you now tonight. I f***ing need you more than ever.
Alright, that was incorrect, sorry.
Bonnie Tyler?
Oh, Bonnie Tyler, you want to buzz in and try that?
All right. Hang on, I got this.
What? Yep. You want to try for a third point?
Because you're peanut sputter. Peanuts. You're because there's butter. There's peanuts.
Can you just cut them off?
Because you're peanut butter and jelly. Peanuts.
Minus 1 point.
Oh! I was waiting until I got a negative point. I've been waiting for it the whole game.
The answer we were looking for, it says twist to open.
Oh, do the twist.
Alright.
Just like that.
Because you're so nutty. Peanutty. Peanuts.
Don't make me take another point away from you. You were catching up until you decided that you wanted to make bad peanut butter puns.
Worth it. I'm sorry, hang on.
Oh, yep.
Worth it.
Oh, okay. Incorrect.
Minus 1 point.
All right, this is the last one here. If you figure this one out, you probably will win. But not Zach. All right. What did the policeman say to his stomach? Zach.
There's a shootout! Get down!
No, incorrect. Jeff.
You want to get some coffee and donuts? Because I'm kind of hungry.
A little bit stereotypical. A little bit funny, but not enough for a point. Sorry. Greg.
Nothing, it's just a stomach.
Didn't say what the stomach said back, though. We're looking what the policeman
said
to it.
Yeah, it's just this. Why would you talk to your stomach?
Incorrect. Jeff.
Am I dead?
One half of 1 point. Out of sheer pity. Anybody else? Zach. Yep.
Do you need some Tums for tummy? Because you're tummy.
Just stop.
Tums.
Just stop. All right.
Indigestion.
Jeff.
Did you see that double homicide with Rocco? All right.
I'll give you another half point.
Yes, I got a whole point!
All right. Let's back up to 1 point here. Okay. Anybody else? What did the policeman say to his stomach? Zach. Just get in time. What's your answer?
You're going to prison. Do you know why I pulled you over?
Keep going.
You were speeding.
No, keep going. Other things cops say.
I hate you.
No,
Becky.
No.
Becky, you're a dumb bitch. I know you were sleeping with him.
No, before they take him off to prison.
Get the gun away! He's got a gun!
No. when they're handcuffing people.
You're going away for a long time.
You have the right to remain silent.
Let me put you out of your misery. The answer to the question, what did the policeman say to his stomach?
Anything you can do or say will be held against you in a court of law.
Boobs.
Dun dun.
You are under a vest.
Everything that I said was funnier than that, and most of the things I said weren't funny.
I highly disagree with
that. Kids laugh at these?
These are dumb jokes for smart kids.
So smart kids laugh at these jokes because they're like, it's so dumb. they're very posh.
It's more pity laugh.
They're very posh. They're all basically posh spice.
Alright, Rita, you've been tabulating the scores as we've been going through this. Can you tell us who the winner is?
Was it the Lost Spice Girl, Spicy Spice? She was Indian.
No, it was the one who was booted out early on. It was Old Spice.
God damn it. What's her name, Rosalind?
They just had to kick Grandma out.
Like Grandma Spice?
Grandma Spice. All Spice.
She was multicultural.
Yeah. What are the final scores, Rita?
Zach and Greg finished the game with a total of 3 points, but this week's winner, with 5 points, is Jeff.
Hey!
I am f***ing funny!
Yay! Congratulations, Jeff, on your title of least stupidest person in the room, yes.
Because I died.
The minus 1 point, but that still means you win!
Yay! Oh. Peanut butter! Peanut butter and jelly!
Greg, do you have any final thoughts on this?
Peanut butter! Please! Please, peanut butter.
Too good for this.
Plus 1 point. But I have to give Jeff his point back just because he still wins. So he won kind of more fairly. It's good.
We can't have two least stupid people.
Yeah, we've tied before.
We've had a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Because they ain't gaining a three-way.
No. What about a four-way? Well, no.
That's just an orgy.
I don't want incest in this podcast. That would probably not go over well.
No.
God, you just keep reminding me of Game of Thrones. I don't know why.
You want to watch it now?
I do.
Okay. Well, let's wrap up the show first.
All right.
Sounds good.
Again, we're reminding you, just go to all those outlets we said on the second act. We're not going to say them again. We need to get straight to Game of Thrones. But also, before you watch Game of Thrones with us, go to our iTunes page. Give us 5-star reviews. because that helps us do better in the podcast. I don't know if it has any effect on downloads of fake episodes or anything like that.
Yeah, okay, but speaking of episodes, how the hell did our fake episode get
1,530 downloads. Last week's episode was about 16 downloads.
So do you think that people downloaded it and then thought it was busted and then downloaded it 100 more times?
Or do you think the people that do listen to us just kept downloading and downloading to get a prank back at us?
If you did that, well done.
Yeah, that was a good
prank.
If you did, message us, because we want to know.
Please.
Pretty please. We need Facebook likes.
That'll help too.
Rock the vote, guys.
We know your power in the download
rock the vote
aspect, but yeah, rock that vote. Click that like.
Yeah, rock against Bush.
Peanut butter.
Because I'm dead.
Yeah. All right, that's the end of the show. My name has been Josh. Yes, Jeff.
My name has been Jeff.
Okay, that's correct.
My name has been Peanut Butter.
Yep, and yep.
Eat your vegetables.
That was great.
Reminding you to eat your vegetables. Eat your vegetables.